Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, and then some. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. There's just nothing you can buy that will wash your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide. Because Tide, with its amazing new suds, not only leaves clothes free from dirt, but also removes dingy soap film. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens gay checks and prints, all those soap-dulled colors. And when it comes to white pillowcases, shirts, and sheets, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And say, Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Of all the washing products you have to choose from, only Tide gives you this amazing combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Well, today marks the beginning of the trial of the state versus Mary McKean et al. Last night, Elizabeth Wren, Nan Apthorpe, and lawyer B.H. Murtaugh, who has been appointed special prosecutor, held an elaborate celebration in the best nightclub. Yes, they feel very sure of themselves, very sure things are coming their way. Especially after Murtaugh received a phone call saying that Perry Mason had been recognized by a newsboy and that the police had a dragnet out for him. Well, dragnet or no dragnet, Mason must go ahead with his own plans if he's to save his client Mary McKean from prison, if he's to save his own good name and freedom. And so this cold gray morning, as we join Paul Drake, Mason, and Della outside a condemned apartment building on the west side of the city, we hear...
This building, Paul?
Yeah, according to Peaches.
What's wrong, Chief?
It's been condemned. It's boarded up. No one's living in it.
No one was living in it when Doc took those pictures, Perry. Peaches was very definite.
Well, this is the place. This is the place.
They did all their work in the living room on the ground floor. That one, right in front of you, with the big bay... Peaches drove me out yesterday. Told me everything. I mean, as to the scenery layout. But that's as far as Peaches is going to go for us.
Well, that's a break, anyway.
The hospital flats were set against the rear wall of the living room. Caught the light better that way.
We can't put on much of a show with the light we'll get on a day like this, Paul.
Well, we won't depend on the weather, Della.
No?
Mm-mm. I made arrangements to run a cable to the next-door apartment building. Peaches says that's how it was done in the first place.
Oh, good for you, Paul. That'll cause talk. In the right places, I hope.
Yeah, and it'll give us plenty of light, too. You want to go into the building now?
Yeah, in a minute.
9:30.
Uh-huh.
Mary goes on trial in half an hour.
Della, let's stick to one thing at a time. Hmm?
Say, what are you doing at that window, Perry?
I just wanted to see if people might notice what was going on from the street.
And?
Yeah, they can, especially if floodlights are used inside.
We'll use plenty.
The whole neighborhood will think we're nuts.
Fine, since everybody thinks movie people are crazy. Anyway... Oh, Della, you're going to be the leading lady in this office.
Me?
Mm-hmm. You resemble Mary enough to fool the casual observer. In fact, I'm hoping we'll hand at least one casual observer a good shock.
Well, if...
Now, you've got a young and handsome operative who can do for Jim Randall, Paul?
Yep. Picked him out already.
Good. Hear that, Della? Young and handsome. Aren't you interested?
Well, no harm mixing business with pleasure, I always say.
Oh, now, baggage. Come on, cheer up. Paul, the equipment all lined up?
You bet. We've got enough cameras and sound stuff to make people think we're doing another Gone with the Wind. Of course, I won't guarantee everything will work or that my boys will know how to work it. But they've been briefed on how to put up a convincing bluff.
Well, that'll do.
And you won't need to worry about a man in the bunch, even if there is a 750-buck reward out for you.
Well, I'm relieved.
Incidentally, what was that stuff on the radio about you two? Police dragnet. Arrest expected soon and stuff.
No, just routine.
That newsboy business wasn't routine. I think a newsboy did recognize Perry.
Okay, so he recognized me. But before they can close that dragnet tight enough, we'll get this done.
Well, I hope you're right, Perry. The report was unusually positive. And with Mary's trial getting underway, well, they sure didn't lose any time, did they?
Mm-hmm. Somebody brought a little pressure to bear.
Murtaugh. Say, how do you like him getting himself appointed special prosecutor?
Mm, he's a good lawyer. Yeah, he is. I just hope that Jackson can stall him long enough for us to dig out this information. Because if that case gets past the jury selection stage, Jackson won't have any more chance than a snowball on a hot stove.
In other words, we'd better get moving.
Yes, indeed. Now, let's go inside the building before the crew arrives, Paul.
Okay with me. You get in through here.
Hey there. You.
What
the... Chief, it's a policeman.
Here goes my license.
Your license? Here go our necks. Oh, Chief.
Shh, take it easy now, Della. Don't lose your head and watch what you say.
You going to bluff it out?
I'm certainly going to make a try. What's the trouble, officer?
I want to know what you folks are doing around this condemned building. There have been two complaints already.
Oh?
About you acting suspicious.
Well, who made these complaints, officer?
That's neither here nor there.
No, I suppose it's not. Well, as it happens, we're planning to take some movies using this building as a background.
Yeah?
May I introduce Mr. Tyler, our producer? My name is Patterson. I'm the director, and this is our star, Miss Stone.
Glad to meet you.
Here are the permits.
Apparently you weren't on this beat last spring when our company was making a picture.
Wait a minute. Sure, I remember. Are you the same outfit?
Well, we're part of it.
And you're going to make another movie?
No, same one. These are retakes. Certain scenes wouldn't pass the censors.
Oh, I get it. Where's your cameras and stuff?
Well, we're waiting for them now. We hope to get set up this afternoon, start shooting at once.
Don't look like you'll have a very good day.
No, we'll have floodlights and we'll be inside the building. Weather won't stop us. Maybe you remember the people from our company who were here before.
I can't say I do. I had enough on my hands keeping the street clear. I hope you're not going to have a mob of people peeking through the windows.
Well, you know how it is, officer. People are always interested in the movies.
Well, of course, I'll have to report this.
Tyler, you know something? The officer here might be just the man we're looking for.
Us?
Yes. To play the part of the policeman.
Oh. Oh, yeah, sure. The policeman. Say, I bet he could.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Well, it's only a small part. He comes into the scene at the end, says a few lines, and then we cut.
Oh, I never done any acting.
We don't have to. Just be yourself. I'm a great believer in realism.
I guess I could show some of those hams how a real cop acts.
Well, now you're catching on.
Give the wife and kids a boot to see me on the screen, too.
Well, suppose you talk it over with her and let us know, huh?
I'll do that. Well, I guess I better get back on my beat. Oh, by the way.
Yes?
What's the name of this picture?
We're calling it Framed.
Good title.
Yeah.
Well, see you later, Mr. Patterson.
You bet. Well, for a movie star, you're mighty silent, Della. You never opened your mouth.
I couldn't. My teeth were chattering so.
You weren't the only one, Della. I thought we were dead ducks. Especially when I pulled out our permits. Say, if he'd looked at the papers I held out.
Well, the point is, he didn't.
We'll have him in our hair from now on.
Yes, but somehow I think he'll neglect to make any reports of it. If he makes a report, he won't be able to act.
Oh.
Well, Paul, what do you think has happened? Where are Peaches and the backgrounds and the equipment? We're going to put on a show. I'd like to start putting on a show.
Meanwhile, back in the courtroom, Liz Wren and Nan Apthorpe make their way through the crowd.
Gee, Liz, will you look at this courtroom? I knew we should have come earlier. We'll never find seats.
Didn't Mr. Murtaugh tell you? He's saving us a couple.
Oh, well, then let's get down front. Hey, let us through, will you?
No need to be unpleasant, my lovely. Excuse us, please.
Liz, don't sit down. Let's go over and say hello to Mary. It's only polite.
You know, you're really a dreadful person.
Me?
But if you wish. Be careful what you say. Remember all these people.
Don't worry about me. Well, Mary. Hello, Nan. And Liz. In for a little Roman holiday?
Mary.
Why, how sweet you are, Liz, now. Now there are people to see and hear you.
You poor thing. But then you have only yourself to blame.
How right you are, Liz. Only myself to blame for taking you into my house. Only myself to blame for not having listened to my husband when he warned me you'd do anything to destroy me. Perhaps you've forgotten.
No, we haven't forgotten. We haven't forgotten how you kicked us out either.
Nan, don't. Be charitable. Remember, the poor woman's unbalanced.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
You know what I'd do if I were you, Mary?
I couldn't guess.
I'd plead insanity. I think you would get away with it.
Thank you so much.
Liz wouldn't fight that. She'd be just as satisfied with you in an asylum. Just so long as you can't get near her precious nephew.
I won't answer that.
I don't seem to find Mr. Mason in the courtroom. Do you really expect him to come riding up in the nick of time? You're a bit old to believe in fairy tales.
Mr. Mason will be on hand.
I'm sure no one will be happier to see him than I, except possibly the police.
And when he does get here,
yes?
You'll get what you deserve.
Your face is really beautiful, Mary, if not intelligent. Mr. Mason must be amused when he reads the newspapers.
Wherever he's hiding. The police say they expect to catch him any minute now. You're Mr. Mason.
If either of you think you can upset me or destroy my faith in Mr. Mason or hurt me anymore, you're wrong, terribly wrong. So you might as well go back to your seats and enjoy the show. That's what you came for, isn't it?
In just 1 minute, the judge is due to enter, and the trial of Mary McKean is slated to begin. And meanwhile, Perry Mason is... Oh, but won't you join us tomorrow?
Say, are you doing dishes the new way, with Tide? Tide, you know, is Procter & Gamble's new dishwashing miracle. There's never been anything like it. Why, Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap made. And Tide cuts grease better than any soap made. Seems to make it disappear completely. With Tide, you get no disagreeable scum in the water, no greasy ring round the pan, no cloudy film on dishes and glasses. That's why they rinse and dry sparkling clear, even without wiping. Ah, the minute you use Tide, you'll know you found a completely new product. Because Tide makes a different kind of suds, richer, faster suds, suds that are kind to your hands. And lady, in hard water, Tide is a dream come true. Gives oceans of suds even in hardest water. So try Tide in your dishpan today. Honestly, it's so amazing you have to see it to believe it.